Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined today by Michelle Tabby, who's a Director of Sales and Marketing at the Residence in Naples, where I had the pleasure to stay just a few weeks ago. Definitely check it out if you're in that area of South Florida. Michelle, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Thank you. First, I would like to express my gratitude to you, Mark Griffiths, with New Leaf for this opportunity to be on Take 5. As you had introduced me, my name is Michelle Tabby, and I'm Director of Sales. And I'm in the hospitality space, and I have the pleasure of serving guests, families, and business professionals who travel to Naples for business and leisure like yourself. We're located at Residence in Naples, and we're one of 29 U.S. hotels through CSM Corp. And luckily, we are the only hotel in Florida. I've been serving in the hospitality industry for over 20 years, which is my second career and also part of my second nature. Welcoming a guest in our hotel is like welcoming a family member to your home. We were excited to have you as our family business professional a few weeks ago. There's preparation, internal communication with coworkers who are just like family, and providing comfort just like you would in your own home. And so, Mark, I'm sure you have this experience, but travel is about connecting. As I've learned in the 5 years I've been here in Naples in Southwest Florida, my core purpose is connecting with purpose. With my personal pillars, I want to make sure that it aligns with my professional pillars. And my personal pillars in this order is self, family, work, and community. Because once you're able to satisfy that one pillar, then you would be able to move on to the next. Make sure that you're prioritizing by taking care of the most difficult projects first. And I learned this in a very early time in my career. Because once you're able to prioritize taking care of the most difficult projects, everything else will fall into place. You ever had that time where you didn't ask for help, and then later during that project, you did ask for help, and things became a lot easier? It's okay to ask for help. And one of the things that I like to take advantage of that not a lot of people either are aware of is to make sure you know and take advantage of using your resources, whether it's personal with your immediate family, whether it's at work, you have different coworkers who you can rely on, who you can trust. Whether it's human resources or maybe a colleague who you confide in. And even within your community, there might be people in your community that you will be able to outreach who might be a great resource, whether it's on a personal level or a professional level. And lastly is self-awareness. I find that being in tune with yourself will make you not only better as an individual, but going back to my personal pillars, it will help you expand your network to your family, work, and community. I have three last ones. I don't know if we have enough time.
Sure do. Keep them coming.
Okay. I always find that leading others by example and setting a good example are really important acumens for growth. And we learn that being a parent and even if you're a student in school or even in the workplace, that will allow you to be a better leader. Also, the gut. If it doesn't feel right or it feels great, definitely follow your gut. And that goes back to self-awareness. And so I really hope that these business acumens have been able to sink in and made you think about what I had just shared with you. And again, thank you for having me on Take Five.
Hey, Michelle, those pillars are evident on property. I don't know what you've done, but the magic is really dispersed across that whole property. The people I met from the very first welcoming reception all the way through to checking out the following day. So you really do practice what you preach, and you really do cascade that to others, and others seem to really warm to it as well. So thank you for your time invested in recording this. And before we do sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on our events page of the website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you, Mark.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.